I'm Earl Shuttleworth, the director of the Maine Historic Preservation Commission and the Maine State Historian. Dr. John Angier Hyde built this impressive federal-style two-and-a-half-story house in 1795, presumably as his residence. Dr. Hyde sold the building in 1801 to Samuel Jameson, who converted it for use as a tavern. In 1828, Jameson, in turn, sold it to Captain Richard Codman, who continued to operate the business. Situated along the stage route between Portland and Brunswick, and points further east, this tavern and others like it prospered by providing food and overnight lodging to travelers. The poets Henry Wadsworth Longfellow and John Greenleaf Whittier, as well as the 14th President of the United States, Franklin Pierce, are said to have stopped here on their way to Bowdoin College in Brunswick. By 1844, the advent of passenger railway service curtailed stagecoach travel through Freeport, and the demand for overnight lodging fell. The building reverted to a private residence, and later devolved into a series of apartments. In 1988, new owners not only restored the building's historic character, but also resumed its early function of providing food and hospitality to visitors and local residents. In 1914, the Daughters of the American Revolution authorized a plaque to be placed on the building, commemorating it as the spot, quote, where commissioners met in 1820 and signed the papers which separated Maine from Massachusetts and established it as an independent state, unquote. Although the tavern was the site of many political meetings, including several in opposition to statehood for Maine, there is no evidence to support this claim. In fact, Freeport voted against separation at least 5 times, and the legal papers creating the state of Maine were 2 legislative bills, one passed by the Massachusetts General Court, the state legislature, and signed by the governor of Massachusetts, and the other an act of the United States Congress, signed by President Monroe in 1819 as part of the Missouri Compromise. The only commission associated with the process was created to negotiate between the two states over the division of public lands. That commission met only after separation, and its records show no meetings in Freeport.